著名物理学家霍金曾经讲过，科技进步可能会令人类处于一个更危险的环境。不过睇返我哋自己嘅生活啦，又好似淨係只係懂得去享受科技带俾我哋嘅好处，就好少呢会去諗下到底人类同埋科技、大自然以及宇宙之间嘅关系㗎。不过最近就有一个画展呢，入面嘅作品就正正带我哋去反思啱啱所提及嘅一啲问题啦。80后画家何凤年 Chloe Ho 在美国出世，香港长大，可能就是因为生活在一个比较多元文化的背景底下，他既擅长中国的水墨艺术，亦都喜欢融入各种西方的元素和理论在他的作品当中。而最近他就举办了个人的展览升华 Ascendance、那不如跟 Chloe 谈一下，为什么会用升华 Ascendance 去做这个画展的主题呢？
It's both my journey as an artist, my ascendance from a kind of a young artist into a more evolved one, and also a collective journey about how we as a species are ascending into a higher state of consciousness, and also how we as initially as animals became men or mankind.
哦，原来因为升华 Ascendance 除了代表到他个人啊已经成长成为一个更加进步的艺术家之外呢，亦都代表了人类呢啊慢慢都升华到一个更加有智慧、更加有意识的物种啦。用得宇宙做画展的其中一个主题啊，唔通 Chloe 对呢一方面都非常之有兴趣？哦，唔单止咁，原来问真啲呢，同今日地球的环境呢都是有密切的关系的。
Most of us, we think of space, we think of things like Star Wars, Star Trek, sci-fi, right? I'm very conscious of living in the shadow of my parents' generation who saw like the, you know, and our parents who saw the moon landing and how much that must have changed the world. And also everyone thought that by now we'd be living in on space. And even as we speak, people want to colonize, there's this mission to colonize Mars and who will do it first. Also just the consciousness that the way we extract resources from the earth is not sustainable. So how will we survive? Most people think, well, we'll have to go outside earth.
的而且確，近年好多人都越嚟越覺得，哇！地球嘅資源已經唔夠用啦，甚至乎諗到要開拓宇宙、殖民其他嘅星球等等啊嚇。咁透過呢一個畫展，其實 Chloe 又想帶到啲乜嘢俾觀賞嘅朋友呢
？There are many, there are so many. It's hard to go into, but mostly I think more importantly than my intentions is sharing something with the audience and allowing them to think for themselves, or at least having to challenge their preconceived notions of what art.Is in their identity, also kind of address fundamental questions, which I think art should do. You know, how do we define ourselves and distinguish ourselves as an individual from the collective, and how can technology play a role in the development of art, and can technology give us those kind of human qualities, unlike a utilitarian purpose, like it's, you know, technology in terms of having a phone is very useful, but can a phone be a companion? Really what I want to do isPose questions and offer something to the audience rather than just be on a soapbox and tell people what to think, because I don't think that's my job.
Oh, 原来 Chloe 咧系想我哋去反思一下我哋人类啊同科技之间嘅关系，谂下到底科技系对我哋好咗啊，进步咗啊，定系反而令到我哋更加落后咧吓？咁既然 Chloe 嘅话有咁多嘢想表达，佢嘅创作灵感又系嚟自边度呢？哦，原来太空、自然、人体嘅结构以至人类嘅历史咧，都系 Chloe 嘅创作灵感。
As you see, I'm inspired by space. I'm inspired by nature, the power and the beauty of nature, the destructiveness of nature. And also, I am very inspired by the human body and the kind of the way that people use their bodies to excel, like athletes and dancers, and they do extraordinary things beyond what we can even conceive of. And obviously, psychology. I think history also inspires me. I mean, everything, really. But of course, there are a lot of people in my life who have inspired me too, a lot of friends and family and mentors.
今次 Chloe 的画展入面有一个非常特别的作品的，利用了 VR 即是这个虚拟实境技术，当你戴上了那个 VR 的装置之后，你一望到的画面就好像令到你仿佛身处在宇宙当中，漆黑一片，有很多一闪一闪的星体。而原来今次也都可能是亚洲艺术家第一次利用这个方法去创作一个类似的作品，将科技和艺术来一次完美的结合，再从中反思人类和大自然以及这个宇宙的关系。 關係。
So far that I know of, this is the first time it's been done in this way, especially with in regards to an ink installation. I think it's the first time it has been done. You're truly immersed in an art piece, and you are part of the art piece.
Yeah.
And no one will experience it in the same way because, you know, you will walk in a different way, you'll look at different things, and different people interpret it in different ways. So I think for me it was a challenge because I've never done anything like that either. It was a great experience because I felt like this will also, the viewer too, will have that something new and something innovative and something that they can think about and also challenge and almost reinterpret what art can be, right? And how technology can help us achieve that.
Chloe 過往嘅作品都係以平面為主，咁但係今次呢一個 VR 嘅藝術咧，就令到觀賞者置身喺畫作入邊啊！而喺呢一個作品入邊咧，亦都會聽到 Chloe 創作時候嘅心跳聲。除咗拉近咗創作者同埋欣賞者嘅距離，亦都將人體同埋科技做咗一個藝術上面嘅 crossover。
I was looking at my work because you can see it's based very much in my two-dimensional painting. The ascendance theme had to do with space. So I was thinking, what would be like putting someone in space, but not only just facsimile of space, but also like a really artistic sort of interaction with both the virtual space and with myself. Because if you hear, you can hear my heartbeat during, and the work reacts to my heartbeat. So this idea of biomechanics, that the robot or the machinery is inseparate from the human being. But the more I learned about this technology and its capabilities, the more it fit into the theme and the more inspired I was to do something that referenced my work and also use this technology to its best advantage. Because a few years ago, you couldn't do something like that. And so I was really thrilled that I got the chance to be the first.
作為一個年輕的香港藝術家，Chloe 又點睇香港而家嘅創作環境咧？
It's definitely much better than it was before. I see a lot of excitement. I mean, obviously, there are many wonderful fairs and galleries, including mine, 3812 Gallery, an extraordinary one who really gives such a platform to so many brilliant artists. I feel as though I want to do my part for that, too. I think I want to be very much a champion for the creative scene here, inspire other artists or kids, you know, or anybody to really just go for it, you know, and not be afraid to do something that's very original or stands out, right? Because we should stand out.
Chloe 都好鼓励咧，更加多年轻嘅艺术家咧，要多啲表现自己，要有勇气去表达自己咧想表达嘅一啲嘅谂法啦。而对住 Chloe 嘅作品，有好多观赏者都有好正面嘅评价噶。而我就喺现场咧见到前艺发局嘅成员，亦都系拔萃林书院嘅前校长张卓祥校长。
我觉得咧，佢个气派都好大。大嘅意思即系话咧，头先我同你倾个偈啦，佢话佢自己本身系 full of energy， 即系好有嗰种力量感嘅。咁我頭先都講同佢講先，因為我見到個 dark matter 咧，因為呢個我都係想問佢，就係話 dark matter 呢個 idea 啱。我前一排啱同一個天文學家叫 Simon White， 佢就講過咧，一切個宇宙開始由呢個 dark energy 嘅 dark matter 開始。咁我話你個 dark matter 好似細一啲喎，佢係應該繼續膨脹。咁我覺得佢呢一點，我從佢畫中裏面咧睇到佢嗰種對藝術嘅執着同埋嗰個意境係好膨脹嘅。咁呢點我覺得好難得嘅，佢個畫展咧，我覺得佢提供咗好多可能性。有陣時我哋對畫有個諗法就係話，咦用啲顏料，用啲顏色，咁點樣繼續去做呢？咁但我睇佢個畫咧，佢同有啲西洋畫有個少少唔同嘅地方，就係佢有種好似水墨畫有留空白嘅地方。咁但係佢筆法又係西洋喎，但係佢亦都受到有啲傳統中國畫嘅影響，所以呢個中西嗰種影響咧係比較特別嘅。我嗰度整個感覺就係佢個想像空間咧係好似宇宙咁樣一路膨脹緊，我呢點好欣賞。
仲見到香港大學醫學院嘅院長梁卓偉，
睇完呢個畫展係好有感覺，因為咧你喺度望落去咧，以為係好多個畫家去畫唔同風格嘅畫，但係原來出自係 Chloe 嘅手筆全部都係。咁呢一個係好特別，好特別喺一同一個畫展，你有咁多嘅唔同嘅感受。假如你去做一個心電圖咧，你會見得到佢可能心率不正常。你去睇完成個畫展，因為佢有唔同嘅感覺，有唔同嘅 mood， 有啲咧係令到你個心跳係好加速，因為好緊張；有啲係幫你去放鬆。咁所以咧，呢一個係喺生理上咧係令到大家係有好多起伏嘅，包括有個 VR 嘅，呢個係最精彩的。本來平面嘅畫咧，你喺一個 3D VR 裏邊咧，係一個非常之好嘅感受。
咁有 Chloe 嗰啲畫，其實好開始一早我都有睇噶啦。我就好衰嘅，我好中意問啦，一條好難嘅問題嘅啫。咁多幅你最中意邊幅？咁通常啲創作者都好難會講俾你聽，個個都自己仔女咁。咁我話不如你揀一個位，我同你做呢個訪問啦。其實佢揀咗邊個位就透露咗佢最中意邊幅。後來佢都承認
係咪做封面嘅全員咧？
唔係，係 Infinity。但我自己是喜歡全員的，所以我自己就是我最喜歡是全員，全員是他應該是16年的作品，
上年是
了，我就坐了在地下，那個全員呢其實是一些水的感覺的，但我坐在地下變成我的翼，好像將我都是 ascendance 升高了，還有很大，我很喜歡一些很大 的畫，遠看有很不同的感覺的。
我建議大家去看可以留意一下那個畫家的風格，即你知道如果每一個畫家可以畫到一個風格出來，你又看應該這個就是這個畫家的話就算很成功了，因為那個背景好令到他的風格是中西合璧的，所以譬如他小時候其實用很多時間會學書法，去到外國的時候當然就要學回外國的畫，但是因為他對著外國一些譬如油畫的油丙烯等等的物料，他的眼睛會敏感，所以他不可以繼續畫西方的油畫等等，就再回去用回中國水墨畫，所以你看到他那個訓練的過程裡面中西有個融合，所以你見到啲畫，譬如有中國嗰個水墨嘅風格啦，但係用色咧，藍色、紅色等等啲潑墨嗰個方法咧，又係好係西方嗰個畫嗰個風格嚟。咁譬如佢用嗰個水點樣化開，化得好靚咧，其實依啲亦都係比較西方多啲嘅風格嚟。咁所以你下次譬如你睇嘅時候留意多啲，咦，中同西點樣 merge 到一齊，咁而令到咧下次你可能再睇嘅時候估到，哦，依個就係佢嘅畫啦。咁
我尋日都見到阿唐英年太太同佢講咗。佢自己最中意咧，就有一個位咧係寫咗做阿 Chloe 嘅畫室嘅。佢最中意入去嗰度，咁其實嗰度都有趣嘅，因為嗰度擺咗一啲咧，甚至佢讀書時代咧畫嘅畫嘅。咁如果呢個週末冇咩地方好去咧，呢個係免費嘅，可以一家大細咧去欣賞下呢啲咁特別嘅創作。
係藝術中心啦，咁啊有得睇噶啦。咁我如果你講開呢個畫展，我自己好中意一幅就係個蟲洞啊，即係
穿越蟲洞。
係啊，大家記得呢個 Interstellar 都講過，蟲洞咧就可以由一個時空穿越对另一个宇宙的另一个空间，本来那个距离可能是不知道要多少百年才去到的，但是穿越那个虫洞你就可以透过一瞬间就去到了。那么 Chloe 就将这个虫洞很具体地画了出来，那我望到下去的时候其实都感受挺特别，因为其实你望到好像两个水墨画的两条黑色的长形的一个画作这样，但是一个中国的风格，但是其实它表现着在一些西方的理论，一些西方的研究这样，所以你也有一个中西交流，但是混合了一个出来的效果呢，我觉得是几即是有趣特别。
讲起那个 VR 呢，你除了带个 VR 镜看呢，你都可以看到个制作的过程的。它是用一个那些特别的扫 toothbrush 啦，即它都带着那个来画的。
即是个模拟的一个画笔这样。
我都很想有机会可以试一下，几特别的这个感觉。